Unit 9D, Topic 1-1.
Green business in Sweden. In the last 10 years, Sweden has cut its carbon dioxide emissions by 9% while enjoying economic growth. Hendula, just outside the city of Norrköping in southeastern Sweden, is a pretty place with green fields and pine woods. But if you look carefully, you'll see a dozen factories hidden among the trees. Hendula is a clean tech park, an industrial zone for green technology companies. Among other activities, they are involved in waste management, recycling, and the production of renewable energy. One company here turns chip fat into biodiesel. Another recycles all the aluminium cans in Sweden. A third extracts methane from agricultural waste and turns it into biofuel for cars, buses and lorries. It started in 2004 with 200 customers. Now it has six times that number and is planning to double production next year. Sweden is a country that takes green technology very seriously. In the last 10 years, it has cut its CO2 emissions by 9%. Exceeding the target set by the Kyoto Protocol. And although there has always been a close link between economic growth and greenhouse gas emissions, Sweden is one of the countries that show that this link can be broken. Swedish greenhouse gas emissions per head of population are among the lowest in the industrialized countries. It is the EU country which uses the highest proportion of renewable energy for its energy needs, 43%, and uses almost no energy for heating. For electricity, it relies entirely on hydroelectric power and nuclear fuels. According to the German environmental group German Watch's Climate Change Performance Index 2010, Sweden ranked as the second best country after Brazil in addressing greenhouse gas emissions. Back in Norrköping, outside the railway station, we meet Lars Eriksson, a taxi driver waiting for customers. He drives a hybrid biogas taxi and explains that without it, he could not work here. The city council insists that all its suppliers use green technology. The head of the city council drives a biogas car herself. Me? I'm happy about my taxi. The only difference between it and my old one is that this is cheaper to run. In many other countries, the environment is seen as a problem, something that conflicts with business. Here in Sweden, it is seen as an opportunity for growth and employment. This country of 9.5 million people has a long industrial history. Norrköping itself was once Scandinavia's major textile town. And the success of green technology here goes back to the number one rule in business. Green technology is not just good for the environment, it is good for business too. It is succeeding because you can make money out of it.